Hi, and welcome to another Apple Watch demo. And this Apple Watch demo is about the Watch Beta 7 as I speak, which is also in public beta mode as well as private. And I want to talk to you today about the fantastic new feature for VoiceOver, which has been in the beta mode for a while. And that's the ability, like in VoiceOver on your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad, to add languages to your rota and then change them on the fly whenever you need to, which before you would have had to do a lot more to change the language, such as Daniel, Karen, Samantha, or Sam, etc., on your Apple Watch by changing the region, language, blah, blah, blah. But this time you can simply add the rota languages to your rota, and then on the Apple Watch you use your rota, two-finger rotate clockwise or anti-clockwise to get to language, and then flick up and down to change language. Now, because this is a beta, it's a little bit wonky still with the actual rota setting, and I'll show you that in a minute. But let me show you on the iPhone where you find that, and then I'll show you exactly the same thing on the watch, and then we'll try it out. All right, so let me unlock my iPhone SE. Rather than opening up the Apple Watch or the watch app via Siri, I'm going to bring up my app switcher.
App switcher. Watch. Active.
And one finger double tap on watch.
Watch. All watches. Button.
And I'm going to touch roughly about 2/3 of the way down on my screen.
Complications. Button.
And then keep flicking to the right.
Notification. App view. Dog. General. Mobile. Display and bright. Accessibility. Siri.
Oops.
Accessibility. Button.
I always go past it. All right, that's accessibility. One finger double tap.
Vision. Heading.
And vision's the heading. Flick to the right.
VoiceOver. On. Button.
And one finger double tap on VoiceOver.
VoiceOver.
And I want to get to the bottom of the screen, so I'm going to do a four-finger touch down the bottom of my screen.
Tab bar, App Store,
and flick back to the left.
Selected, Rota Languages, button.
And there it is, Rota Languages. So one-finger double tap on that.
English US. Actions available.
Now, these are the ones I've already added. So if I flick back to the left.
Edit, button.
That's the edit button. Flick back to the left again.
Rota Languages, heading.
That's the heading, Rota Languages. Flick back to the left again.
VoiceOver, back button.
And that's where we can go back to the previous screen. So if I flick to the right now.
Rota Languages. Heading, edit, button, English US.
So actions English available. US, and if I flick up,
delete.
I can delete it.
Activate, default.
Or I can activate it, of course. So I'm not going to delete it, so I flick to the right again.
English UK.
English actions UK.
Available. English India.
English
actions
India.
English Ireland.
English Ireland.
Actions, English South Africa.
English South actions Africa.
Available. English Australia.
English Australia.
Action, add new language. Button.
And then double tap on add new language.
Arabic, Saudi Arabia. Button.
And we've got Arabic.
Chinese, China mainland. Button.
Chinese.
Chinese, Hong Kong. Button. Chinese, Taiwan. Button. Czech, Czechia.
Czech.
Button. Danish, Denmark.
Danish.
Button. Dutch, Belgium. Button.
Dutch.
Dutch, Netherlands. Button. Finnish, Finland. Button.
Finnish.
French, Canada. Button.
French.
French, France. Button. German, Germany. Button.
German.
Greek, Greece. Button.
Greek.
Hebrew, Israel. Button.
Hebrew.
Hindi, India. Button.
Hindi.
Hungarian, Hungary.
Hungarian.
Button. Indonesian, Indonesia. Button.
Indonesian.
Italian, Italy. Button.
Italian.
Japanese, Japan. Button.
Japanese.
Korean, South Korea.
Korean.
Button. Norwegian, Bokmul, Norway.
Norwegian.
Button. Polish, Poland. Button.
Polish.
Portuguese, Brazil.
Portuguese.
Button. Portuguese, Portugal. Button. Romanian, Romania.
Romanian.
Button. Russian, Russia. Button.
Russian.
Slovak, Slovakia.
Slovak.
Spanish, Mexico.
Spanish.
Button. Spanish, Spain. Button. Swedish, Sweden.
Swedish.
Button. Thai, Thailand. Button.
Thai.
Turkish, Turkey. Button.
Turkish.
Tab bar. Selected. My watch.
And
tab.
We're down to the bottom of the screen. So I'm going to just do a two-finger scrub. Because I like keeping my screens nice and tidy. So I'm doing a two-finger scrub. Let's see where we are.
Reduce transparency. On.
And I think I'm back.
David's Apple Watch. Accessibility. Heading.
To the main accessibility screen, two-finger scrub again.
Accessibility, button.
And if I touch the top of my screen, there we go. I'm back to the main watch screen of the watch app on my iPhone. All right, so I'm just going to lock my iPhone for the moment. So I did a one-finger double tap when those languages were in add a language. When they were in there, I just did a one-finger double tap, and then they added it to the main screen, where I first went into Rota Languages and where it said US, English, and so on. That's where it adds the new languages that are activated to use on the Apple Watch. And the same thing on the Apple Watch, if I wake it up, yes, I know about my next appointment. All right, it's going to use Siri. Open settings.
Settings, heading.
Okay, and
general.
Sort of touched about two-thirds way down my watch screen again.
Do not disturb. Aeroplane mode. Mobile data. Wi-Fi. Bluetooth. Display and app view. Accessibility.
And I stop this time. One finger double tap on accessibility.
Vision. Accessibility.
There's back vision. Button. Flip to the right.
Vision. Head. Voiceover. On.
One finger double tap on voiceover.
Voiceover. Switch button. On.
Touch towards the bottom of my screen.
Speaking rate. And speaking then rate.
Let me flick down by doing a two finger flick up.
Voiceover. Move to row 1 of 10.
Two finger flick up.
Rows 2 to 4 of 10. Rows 4 to 7 of 10. Rows 7 to 8 of 10. Rows 9 to 10 of 10.
That's it. Now if I touch the bottom of my screen, one finger.
Rotor languages.
There's rotor languages, one finger double tap.
English US. Rotor languages.
Back and button. The same thing again, flicking to the right.
English US.
English US is already active.
English UK.
English UK.
English India.
English India.
English Ireland.
English Ireland.
English South Africa.
English South Africa.
English Australia.
English Australia.
Add new language.
And of course, add new language. If I double tap, then I'm going to get the same list I just went through on the iPhone. Top of my screen, left hand side.
Rotor languages. Back button.
Double tap on that.
Rotor languages. Back. Rotor languages.
Top left hand side again.
Voiceover. Back button. Voice. Accessibility. Back button. Settings. Heading.
Back to the main settings screen, and now I'm going to press my digital crown.
Watch face. 10:39 a.m.
I don't know why I like doing that, but it just makes me feel better to know things are sort of nice and neat in the right screen. Anyway, all right, so let me use my rotor now. It's a two-finger rotate on the watch face, and I'll just rotate around the whole one for the moment. So I'm going to rotate to the right, two fingers.
Characters.
There's characters. I'm going to rotate back to the left.
Actions.
And there's actions, of course. And that's actions for the kind of items. If I just flick up briefly.
Customize watch face. Notification center. Control center. Activate. Customize watch face.
Okay, so that's the actions item. So two finger rotate to the right.
Characters.
Characters.
Words.
Words.
Speaking rate.
Speaking rate. So flick up.
60%. 65%. 70%.
Flick down.
65. 60%. 55%.
Two finger rotate to the right again.
Volume.
There's volume.
95, 98, 87, 76, 100%.
Okay, two finger rotate.
Language.
There's language.
Headings.
Headings.
Actions.
And back to actions. So I'm going to do a two finger counterclockwise, anti-clockwise rotate.
Headings. Language.
Okay, and now I'm going to flick down with one finger, of course, for the rotor.
English US.
So there's English US. So if I flick to the left.
Monday, September 14th. Unread notifications. Unread notifications.
It's being on the screen, flicking to the right.
Monday, September 14th. 10:40 a.m. 4 to 5 p.m. Battery. 97% back. Moving. 3%. Exercising. Sunny. Sunny.
Okay. And my Siri voice should still be on Karen Australian English. Let's just ask the time. What is the time?
It's 10:41 a.m.
Okay. So good old Siri is in my region, of course, is still set to Australian English. Okay, just touch my screen.
10:42 a.m. Current time. Narrower.
Okay, so that's Siri still on the screen. Just going to press my digital crown once.
10:42 a.m.
So if I do a two-finger counterclockwise rotate.
Headings. Language.
Okay, flick down.
English UK.
There's Daniel, English UK. Flicking to the left.
Monday, the 14th of September. Unread notifications.
And then it's the first item, so flicking to the right.
Monday, the 14th of September, 10:42 a.m. 4 o'clock to 5 p.m. Battery, 96%. Moving, 3%. Exercising, 0%. Standing, 0%. Sunny.
Okay, and let's just do a comparison with Karen via Siri. What's the time?
It's 10:43 a.m.
Okay, press my digital crown once.
10:43 a.m.
Let's do a two-finger counterclockwise rotate.
Headings. Language.
Flick down.
English, India.
There's English, India. Flicking to the left.
Monday, the 14th of September. Unread notifications.
Flicking to the right.
Monday, the 14th of September. 10:43 a.m. 4 o'clock to 5 p.m. battery, 96% battery power. Moving, 3%. Exercising, 0%. Standing, 0%. Sunny.
What's the time?
It's 10:43 a.m.
Digital crown.
10:04.
Two finger rotate counterclockwise.
Headings. Language.
One finger flick down. Now, here I said, remember it's not in beta, so that's actually flicking to, I think it's Ireland. So if I now flick to the left.
Monday, the 14th of September.
That's Ireland.
Unread notifications.
Flicking to the right.
Monday, the 14th of September. 10:44 a.m. 4 o'clock to 5 p.m. Battery. 96% battery power. Moving, 4%. Exercising, 0%. Standing, 0%. Sunny.
What's the time?
It's 10:44 a.m. 10:40.
Okay, back to the main screen with the digital crown. Two finger rotate counterclockwise.
Headings. Language.
And this last one should be South Africa. Okay, and again, it hasn't spoken. So flicking to the left.
Monday, the 14th of September. Unread notifications.
Flicking to the right.
Monday, the 14th of September. 10:45 a.m. 4 o'clock to 5 p.m. Battery. 95% battery power. Moving, 4%. Exercising, 0%. Standing, 0%. Sunny.
What is the time?
Just. It's 10:45 a.m.
Digital crown.
10:45 a.m.
And a two-finger rotate again.
Headings. Language.
And I don't need to flick back up because if I flick down.
English, Australia.
I've gone back to English, Australia. And I don't know why I added it because if I flick down again.
English, Australia, default.
There's my English, Australia default. I just think I added it just because. Okay, so if I flick to the left.
Monday, the 14th of September.
Back to Australian voice.
Unread notifications. Monday, the 10:46 a.m. 4 o'clock to 5 p.m. Battery. 95% battery power. Moving, 4%. Exercising, 0%. Standing, 0%. Sunny.
But I find what I like to use most of the time, particularly when I'm out and about, not so much at home, is two finger rotate counterclockwise.
Language.
Flick down.
English US.
English UK.
Is Daniel. Because it's a lower frequency voice and I just find it a little bit easier to listen to when I'm out and about just using the watch itself. So flicking.
Moving. 4%. Exercising. 0%. Battery. 95% bat. 4 o'clock to 5 p.m. 10:46 a.m. Monday, the 14th of September.
Okay, so if I put my hand over my watch and wake it up with the digital crown.
10:47 a.m.
There's good old Daniel English UK. So there we go. That's a bit of a play around with the new language rotor option on your voiceover rotor in watchOS 7. And of course, as soon as it's available as a default update for your Apple Watch, then please take advantage of those different languages because different voice frequencies, of course, suit different people. But as I always say in all my other podcasts, thank you for listening and bye for now.